The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, you betcha, Red Rider, it is time for this door to open. You are listening to Waking Up in America, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, brought to you by Key Media, BRAGG.com, Happily200.com, TheConingCompany.com, SirJasonWinterT, DrVal.com, and RandyShannon.com, and www.drvalerianne.hghbreakthrough.com. And boy, are the wires sizzling on that one. Make sure you write that down. www.drvalerianne.hghbreakthrough.com. Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. You betcha, Red Rider. Things are happening, and we're right in the heart of it. If you hear the phone ringing, the dog barking, an angel singing, or a coyote chasing somebody, I sent that coyote after the insurance companies this morning, the auto insurance companies. They're about to get their pants kicked, and we're going to be leaders in doing that. We call in from our homes and offices all over the actually all over the world, and cars sometimes, all kinds of things. We do whatever we have to do to get to you here. Jesus did speak in Aramaic, and it means totally different what the translations are, because pray actually means to go out into the world and get that which is yours. And not only that, it means go find out what the Vatican has been doing. It means go find out what insurance companies are up to. Pull the covers off these bums and really start to enjoy your life, because you're being zapped from every direction, and we've been exposing many of them for years, but a new one came up. Obviously, insurance companies do not believe in God, and I will tell you why later. Today, our program is actually dedicated to Jackie Robinson, and that guy actually broke the color barrier when he entered into baseball on April the 15th. A number of other things happened on this day. You might want to take a look at it. It's kind of interesting. The Titanic sank today, April the 15th. Lincoln died today from an assassin's bullet. And just a lot of activity for April 15th, a very good day for you to look up. If you have questions while we're on air, tweet Randy at Randy Shannon. And that's RandyShannon. That's RandyShannon. Also, please follow me on Twitter at Val Kirkgaard 1, and that's ValKirkGaard, and then numeral 1. So, where to start? Oh, people are already sending me information. That's very interesting. Okay, I love it. We got a lot of hot news for you today. The global currencies reset. Actually, I understand the money is in the banks, and God bless the banks. They like to keep it for as long as they can, because there's trillions of dollars in their little coffers now, and the longer they hold on to it, I think they're going to have their pants kicked by next week. The longer they hold on to it, if you're holding $100 trillion in your coffers, what do you think the overnight interest is on that? It was supposed to come out on Good Friday, so I was told, but I think you can pretty well expect it next week. I've heard a lot of very interesting stuff on that, but I think the Saint Germain Trust actually is open from Christmas until Easter, and this is also when the prosperity packages go out. So this is the weekend that the prosperity packages are supposed to go out. Whether the general public is going to be able to go into a bank next week and cash in their dong and dinar is actually a question. We don't know that. We know that Reno, which is one of the center places for all of this good information that's going on, is getting loaded down. I think the restaurants and hotels in Reno are full this weekend. So them with the big bucks are actually going to go first, and we're Tier 4. We're also Internet. I particularly am part of Internet groups. So settle down if you haven't ordered. At this point, to be super sure you get money, I would order a $50 or $100 trillion note from eBay, and I would do that right now if I were you. Because even though you won't have it until probably Thursday or so of next week, you'll at least have it, and you'll be assured. The other stuff is somewhat speculative. As I say, I had heard that they were cashing in all denominations, but the only two that you can be sure about are the ones that are on bond paper, special paper, and that's the $100 trillion and the $50 trillion. Now, last week's topic is what can we do for ourselves today to be stronger and wiser in the world? And what I say is find out what the insurance companies are up to. Those guys are something else again. I've had one accident that was my fault. I actually turned too hard in a gas station and scored the side of a car. And so I accepted full responsibility for that because I was fully responsible. I had an incident in February when we had torrential rains, and I got washed down the side of the hill into a flower garden. And I considered that an act of God, and most ordinary humans would. The insurance company, however, is very interesting. They call it a 100% accident, all my fault. Well, that doesn't sit well with me because God should exist for insurance companies as well, but I kind of said, oh, well. That one point that they put on my record that was added to scraping my car door makes me a bad driver, and it doubles my insurance rates. Doubles. I went from like $1,400 a year to over $3,000, okay? Now, part of it, they say, was just an increase that was happening, but you know, not just an increase. Anyway, I'm totally willing to take them to small claims court and request a jury of my peers. And I've already told them this. In small claims court, let me tell you what I think will happen. I think that the jury will decide that it was an act of God and I shouldn't be held responsible. See, the insurance company has to nail somebody. It was interesting what I did. I actually called the Highway Patrol. And I said, if I had been wise enough to call the highway patrol over to evaluate my accident, would you have considered it my accident? No, they said they would have actually written on the ticket or the report that the fault was other than the driver. Other than the driver. The insurance company, I said, well, the insurance company did that. And the highway patrol officer said, well, she said, who would they charge? Would they charge the rain? They have to charge somebody. So guess what? If you have an act of God, the insurance company will not only charge you, that charge will be on your record for 3 years. So they actually paid me $1,200, but since they've doubled my insurance and I pay over $300 a month now rather than $149, what is that? That's $3,600 times 3, 6, 18, 3, that's over $10,000. They're making almost $9,000 off my accident, and they're damaging my record. Now, I mentioned this to Sherry, and I had remembered that there was something I had heard a long time ago, but I couldn't quite recall what it is. So, Sherry, over to you.
Okay, well, what I have learned recently in my studies is that there is a bond that is intended to reimburse the holder for any actual or claim loss caused by the issuer's conduct or another person's conduct. So this bond can be purchased, and you get, I think it's like $1 million in coverage for $1,000. So this is actually what all of us should be having rather than going through an insurance company.
Do you love it? $1,000.
Yes.
Lenny comments.
I don't. Well, I want her to tell more about it. Like, where do you get it? I don't know any. I've never heard of this. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Morning. This is the information I was trying to get before we went on air, because I was telling her about how I'm going to take these guys to small claims court and why. And she said, well, you should just get an indemnity bond. And I said, so how do you do it? And she said, okay, I'll start looking. But we'll have all that information by next week, Randy.
Good, because...
Because everybody needs
it. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Yeah, if it's that simple.
Yeah, the truth is that simple. But we wouldn't have got to this if I hadn't been smacked by the insurance company. So we have a thing in Landmark where, and also the Chinese have the same thing. They have a symbol. And the symbol for crisis and opportunity are the same symbol. And what it says is that opportunity comes out of crisis. And most of us don't look at it like that. We hold up our hands and say, oh, my God. So this conversation that's on air today never would have occurred if I hadn't found out they tacked a point on my record for nothing I could do anything about. So it isn't just that they wanted to charge me. They had to justify the charge. Okay, so these guys are going to be puppies. Puppies going to another mother.
Well,
and we get
sounds that. Like it's time for an insurance change. Who are you able to say the name of the company?
They're all this way. Every single one of them. Because I pursued it's called Industry Standard.
Industry Standard.
They've changed the they're respecting industry standards. As I said, I had in-depth conversations. Here's another part of Industry Standard as well now. It used to be that you would get your insurance company, you would get your insurance policy for a year. Now you could only get an insurance policy that's good for 6 months. So you could get a year policy, spread it out over the 12 months. So when I called the insurance company yesterday, I said, I want to spread this out over 12 months. He said, oh, no, you can't. You can't have a policy over 6 months anymore. It's now industry standard. And I said, well, what else is industry standard? And that is charging you. You have to be charged. If you're in an accident, there's no other person. If a tree falls on your car, have you seen the farmer's ad where the gerbil runs up the guy's leg?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, so Farmers Insurance has this wonderful little ad where a gerbil runs up a guy's leg, and I can't remember the guy's name. He's quite well known that does the commercial. And he says, and Farmers covered that. And they have a plaque on the wall with a guy's leg sticking out and all this kind of stuff. What happened to that poor dude that had the gerbil run up his leg? He got a point on his driving record. And they get to triple or double collect from him for 3 years because he's got a point on it. Outrageous.
Note to self, maybe don't call the cops. I mean, everybody thinks they got to call the police on a scene. I was in a little fender bender recently, and I didn't call. Just
you
pulled
can't.
Over and took care of it with the guy. So
okay.
No.
There was
right.
No guy, and I didn't. I actually kicked it around. Okay, whether what I was going to
mm-hmm.
do, but I did not know I got a point. See, it's the point to get you. Because it's the point that goes on your record and makes you, quote, a bad driver. It's the point that allows them to pay to triple or double your insurance for 2 years. It's the point. It's not that you turned in the your idea is that you turn in an accident, that you're fairly judged or whatever, whether you did it or didn't have anything to do with it. But the whole time they're putting a point on your record. That I didn't know. I totally would have had it managed a different way, because that $1,200 they paid me is over $9,000 in income from that for them. And people need to know that. It's better to do, well, that was what I was telling Sherry this morning, and Sherry goes, oh, yeah, because I had remembered something about a bond, but I didn't come up until this morning. So we will have that for you. I'm telling
okay.
you, if you'd be better to go out and take out a loan. It's good to have insurance when somebody else is involved, Randy. Because of
right. Well, what I did is I just pulled over, had the guy pull over, and we immediately got on the phone with the insurance company. There's no need, at least in my situation, to call a cop. Why involve one more thing? That's their deal. They have to write a ticket on every scene now.
No. You don't understand. The Highway Patrol wouldn't have written a ticket. What they said was they would not have written a ticket. They would have written a report, and it was said the fault was not the driver's.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the Highway Patrol report that's going to save me on this thing when I go to court.
Right.
Because the Highway Patrol said that it would be other than the driver. And that's it. It's not. They're saying whatever accident happens is your fault. The Highway Patrol says no. They actually recognize acts of God, which is not anything that the insurance companies recognize. And if you nail them on it, they just say it's industry standard. That's their little slimy way of not dealing with acts of God. I had a 3.5 years ago, I was driving in the rain. Once again, the rain and I just love each other. A rock rolls down the side of the hill, slashes my tire. I had witnesses all over the place. My car rolls over on Topanga Canyon Boulevard. And when I look at it, I went, this car is gone. I'm not going to have to worry about repairing this. I got a point for that. And it has nothing to do with the police. The police wrote that it was not my error. It's a Highway Patrol again. Not my error. Insurance company? Yeah, it has nothing to do with what the police report is, what it has to do with. And when it says not your error, the insurance company doesn't care because it's the Highway Patrol woman said to me, she said, do you think they're going to charge the rain? They have to charge somebody, she said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're dealing with. Actually,
they have to charge.
Reports are, quote, on your side frequently. You see, we're talking about a very special kind of accident, Randy. We're talking about an accident that has no other party to it. They're called acts of God. If you pick a Canyon Boulevard, a rock, I'm going to say, oh God, how big? Maybe 30 feet across and 30 feet high fell on Topanga Canyon Boulevard. It took them three months to get that rock out of there. If your car had any damage from that rock, they would charge you with a point. It's the points, folks. It's not just the conversation of the company. It's that where they can't settle a claim without laying blame somewhere. That's why when the woman said, it's what do you want them to do? Charge the rain? They're not going to do that. So this is a basic injustice that's built into the system. I've settled a lot of stuff the same way you did, Randy. Sometimes we didn't even call the company. Sometimes we just settle it between ourselves. Some guy knocked off the side mirror. I got a price on it. Scratched a guy's door. I took care of that. I don't turn that stuff in. But this is a category. To me, it proves that they have no concept of God, or they're not willing to recognize God. So I'm fighting for God here, and I'm fighting for fairness. And I'm going to get something out of this, even if it's everybody finds out about this bond. You said you found it, Sherry. What did you actually find? What did it say?
Well, actually, I'm on uslegal.com/indemnity bonds. It's called an indemnity bond, and every state sells them, and there is a website here is called bond007.net where you buy them.
And what are you looking at? What are the prices?
It doesn't say anything about the prices, but I know that $1 million bond is like $1,000.
So it's bond007.net?
Yes.
There you go, Randy.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Are there any periods in there or anything like that?
What do you mean?
Well, on bond, so is it just BOND with no period, 007.net?
Yes, BOND007.net. They're also called surety bonds.
Do you realize what we've done here this morning? Do you have any idea?
We've changed the awareness.
Awareness is a wonderful thing. Now, mind you, I heard of the surety bonds maybe 5 years ago. But I was locked into a conversation, guys, of, you know, car insurance, because I'm trained. I'm highly trained. And you are all highly trained, too. So how much you pay your insurance company a year, Randy?
Gosh, I don't know. Too much. But well, I have full coverage on a, you know, fairly new car.
Right. So, but you're probably paying at least $1,000 a year, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So is this, by the way, how long does this surety bond last? Does it stay on there anywhere, Sherry?
I don't know that at the moment. No, I don't. But I think it's a one-time purchase.
A one-time purchase. Oh, very good.
I think it's a one-time purchase. If I'm not wrong, I think that's it.
So, Paul, what do you think?
What do I say?
Yeah, what do you say? Are you ready to go take a look?
The whole automobile insurance business is a huge scam, and it's poorly monitored by all the states. The attorney generals of the various states have totally given up control to the automobile insurance companies, whether it's State Farm, Allstate, Progressive, and, you know, the only one making any money is Flo. She's probably making $100,000 a month on commercial residuals.
She's making some serious coin.
serious. But, you know, the truth is that it's reached the level where if you're in a parking lot, you go in to the supermarket, you come out, and somebody's backed into your door, and they've left, and you've got a ding door. It makes absolutely no sense to report it to your insurance company for the repairs, because your rates will go up. The repairs may get fixed, but what's going to happen is that if you amortize that over a 12 or an 18-month period, it's better to pay out of pocket.
High-low gangsters. I'll give you $1,200, you give me back $9,000.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Right. So we're going to bust it. Okay. I will have one of those surety bonds before my first insurance payment is due, and I will take great satisfaction in canceling them. But I'm still going to take them to court. And by the way, to answer your question, I decided to answer it, Randy. Wawa Nisa.
What's that?
They were the number one rated insurance company in the entire state of California when I signed up with them. And talk to them, I actually was online for 45 minutes waiting for a call to talk to them. Then I was online for 45 minutes again. They still didn't answer the phone, but they told me that they would call me back. That was not this last Friday, but the Friday before. They didn't call me back. So finally, I got on the line yesterday, this is my third attempt to just even find out what was going on, and I waited for an hour before they answered the phone. Oh, you're going to love this one, too. Then they put in a new computer system, okay? And I drive usually under 5,000 miles a year, but I had some extensive driving this year, so I was 7,000 miles. They defaulted everybody's car policies to 12,000 miles.
Right.
Everyone's. So you had to catch them at it to not have your policy defaulted. And that was part of the increase to technically double, because part of it was the fact that they defaulted my 5,000 policy to 12,000.
Now that right there is a gold nugget. I never heard that before.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. You just have to pay attention and you have to ask questions. And at the end of the conversation, when I was talking with Michael at the company, I told him, I said, "You sound like a really nice guy. I'm sorry you're working for this company right now. It must be pretty awful." He didn't say anything, except he sighed.
Who didn't answer their phone, though? Was it Wawa and Nisa?
Yeah. They're all like that now. When I want to get through to one of the big companies, I spend usually between a half an hour is the minimum and about an hour and 15 minutes is the max that I've gone through so far. And I just put the phone down and I just do my other work and wait. So,
well,
I don't know what they're doing with all the money.
Well, Wawa Nisa might just be cheaper because they're not answering the phone and they're not staffing up and stuff, you know?
I don't know how it all
kind
works.
Kind of a funny name.
But they complain. It was very funny. they've been saying that they're improving their telephone system for 2 years now. It didn't used to be like that. You'd call them, they'd answer. Like in 5 minutes or something like that. So something has gone over, and I told them I was really sad that this A-plus company was now, you know, about a D-minus as far as I was concerned.
Val, you're so funny.
Well, I have to do something so that I can feel like an adult when I'm talking to them and not a victim.
Right.
It's easy to get victimized by these conversations, real easy. So,
right.
Eric, we've given you a solution. We've given you a website. I've heard about it before. I've heard people that have done it and why it disappeared from. I think it was because the amount of $1,000 at one time, Sherry, was just like, I didn't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it. But since the insurance company will, it's just different things. I'm willing to sell something to buy that bond at one point. I used to make $100,000 as radio guys. It's not that way anymore. I pay to be on this because this is my destiny. And I will be paid again for being on the radio. But for the last 10 years, not so much. So all you have to remember is hang in there because things really are changing. The light really is coming. And Sherry, you just brought in a blast of light this morning. And Paul, you know, you brought in a blast of light about 2 weeks ago when you talked about finishing the L.A. Marathon.
Well, that's true, but I had a very severe car accident 2 years ago. No one was involved but me. And it was one of my classic automobiles, a 1998 Ferrari Red Firebird. And it was bizarre. I had slowed down because it was raining. There wasn't anyone around. And I spun out.
Yeah.
And the result was about $1,800 worth of damage. I paid for it out of pocket.
Yeah, well, you were smarter than I was.
I bit the bullet because I knew that I would be crucified, which is a bad word during Easter week, but not the best choice. But I had no option. I definitely was not going to give the insurance company the wonderful opportunity to increase my rates by at least 120%.
So now you can actually go get yourself a surety bond and say goodbye to them. It is legal.
I don't know how the bond works, and I'm not quite sure how it's treated by the insurance companies if you want to formally reinsure yourself later.
Maybe, Sherry, would you take that on? And why would you want to reinsure yourself if you had a
surety
bond?
Exactly. Once you have a surety bond, you don't need insurance.
It guarantees that you have the ability to pay for anything that happens.
Yes.
It's a bond.
It's a bond.
Okay, if it's a pure bond and it's $1,000... the $1,000 covers physical liability, physical damage, medical damage, up to $1 million, or is that the total?
I'm not sure. I think you can probably get a higher one. I'm not sure about that or the cost. But I do know that you can get one that is $1 million coverage for $1,000. But I'm sure they have
They have ones that are bigger.
Yeah, they have multi-million and billion-dollar bonds.
are these companies underwritten by automobile insurance companies, or do automobile insurance companies own some of these bond companies? They don't spring up.
No, they don't own these bond companies. These bond companies are independent.
Okay.
Would that be like a bond for getting somebody out of jail?
Similar, yes.
I would think so.
Yes.
Anyway, it's totally something that I will be doing prior to. I got the guy to push it out. The man really, Michael and I got to be quite friendly, because I realize when I'm talking to these companies that are basically taking advantage of people, I think some people might say screwing people, that inside the companies are some really great human beings, and a lot of people are there doing work because they need the job. So when I talk to them in a particular way, I get all kinds of goodies, especially when I can hear how hard they're trying to be clean and clear, even though I can tell they themselves don't approve of it. They themselves think it's off. They need their jobs, and they handle them well. So I usually end up in good tones, or I usually play with them. But I always say, look, I have no problem with you. What I have a problem with is the company that you're working for, and I think what they're doing to people is outrageous. And sometimes I can hear them just sigh. So,
we
have to be outside of ourselves when we're having exchanges with people. Even the woman highway patrol officer, she laughed at the end of the conversation, and I'm not going to quote what she said because that would buy us something. But it would be funny, but it would also might get her in trouble.
Yeah, should keep her safe.
And most of them are very kind. And you probably could even, I wonder if you could even get surety bonds on selling your house and stuff like that, because Randy, you have been through hell twice with this house.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Did you hear that, Randy?
Interesting. Yes. Well, I'm going to rent from here on out. I'm done with ownership for a while.
For a while. And then you'll see somebody really incredibly gorgeous that you like, and then you'll be able to not have to do all the work yourself to keep it going, because Randy Shannon, you're one of the earth changers.
I'm looking forward to it, to being freed up and less responsibility and traveling. And, yeah.
I'm currently looking for the best real estate attorney in Los Angeles, okay? Because I've now been 10 years in foreclosure with a variety of banks, and that if there's a variety of banks that have been foreclosing on you, let me tell you a little secret, folks. That means that they're bill collectors by this point, and the statute of limitations after 7 years or 6 years has run out on bill collectors, but they don't think you know what they're doing, and they'll keep harassing you. So I'm now going for damages, and I'm looking for a good attorney. I've talked to one person, I'm not impressed. A lot of them don't have the courage to actually take on the banks. See, we're not just talking about the banks. We're talking about a corporate structure that's designed to get as much as you can out of you. So as we start shedding this stuff, that's really something interesting is going to happen. And, you know, also we've got Syria going on in the world. We've got that little punk over there in Korea has definitely got a death wish.
I definitely want to hear about all of this from Paul. What's his take on
it? Totally, this death wish, I'm going to turn it over to you, Paul. Kim Min-jung or whatever his name is. This little dude has now, I don't know if you've heard it or not, Randy, he's actually now taken on China as well as the United States.
Yeah.
So, Paul, any comments?
Right as we lose him.
Come back, Paul. Come back.
Connection.
He'll be
we
back.
Don't hear you, Paul. Yeah. I'm reading that he basically, since he's thrown the gauntlet out, that he just has to absolutely go for it now.
Right! And he's taken on China, and he's got the U.S. We were talking about before the show, and Paul, please come back. The mother of all bombs. Do you remember what he started to say about that? It actually stood for, did you happen to jot it down, Sherry or Randy?
The M-O-A-B.
Yeah, he said they're calling it the mother of all bombs, but it's actually something else.
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, the actual designation when the device was invented was Massive Ordnance Air Bomb, which is MOAB, and some wag came up with mother of all bombs, but it's a remarkable device because it's approximately 21,000 pounds of explosive force and causes damage a half-mile radius around the impact point, which is a vast, vast damage perimeter. But as of this morning, there were at least 90 dead, a combination of ISIS and Taliban, who were in that complex of tunnels that has existed since the Afghan conflict was going on with the Russians. And bin Laden, of course, was holed up in a variety of these tunnels dug into the hills in Afghanistan. So it's remarkable that the bomb was dropped at all. I was shocked to hear about it, but there was a movement, and General Flynn, actually, 6 years ago, was part of the movement to drop what's called a bunker buster, several of them, on many of the tunnel complexes in Afghanistan. But at that time, ISIS was just a thought, you know, in a jihadist's brain. It didn't exist. So the bomb was never dropped. Obama never made use of it on any level.
So do you have any personal feelings about the justification? Was that nerve gas or something like that had been used on the citizens? And yet, I know Dennis Kucinich, for one, saw no evidence of that. I'm just curious, you know, do you know anything that's behind what we're being told?
There is no issue on any level as to the accuracy of the news associated with the nerve gas. The nerve gas was a chemical variant of a deadly gas called sarin. Traces of sarin, basically a sarin compound, were confirmed by scientists in Ankara and in Istanbul, Turkish scientists. It was also confirmed by French scientists, and the chemicals came off the skin and the clothing of the victims. So there was no issue. Trump actually referred to Assad as an animal. He was being kind. Assad came out, and of course, he's been lying for the last 14 years, so why shouldn't he continue lying? And he came out with a blatant lie saying that the United States fabricated the attack as a pretext for the bombing of Syria, which in itself is a very bad joke. The reality of the chemical storehouse in Syria, this has not come out in the news. It is my interpretation. Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He was buddy-buddies with Assad. And during the night, convoys of trucks came into Iraq and spirited away at least the chemical storehouse of weapons of mass destruction that he had there. And they were stored in not only Syria, but also parts of Libya for later use. And part of that storehouse was used in 2013 and 2014 when Obama drew the line in the sand, but because of his wishy-washy temperament, his very flexible spine, and his weak knees, did nothing when Assad started using and violating the legal weapons code. It was an absolute outrage. And NATO, because Obama did not take the initiative, backed off and did nothing about it. That is going to change. But now we also have the problem with North Korea.
Oh, well, let me ask you another question, because I'm finding it all intriguing. Is it really true that China's topped off in Alaska and tried to set up the Russian Alaska leaving the United States?
It's not clear. There was some activity in the chain of islands, that string of islands that belongs to Alaska called the Aleutians. But I can't quite comment on that because I don't like to comment, you know, on just pure speculation alone. The only thing that China has done in the last 3 days, which is totally remarkable, is that somehow President Trump worked out a deal with them and convinced them that they should assist the world in at least shaking the neck of North Korea.
Right.
So,
I think that guy's got an overload of testosterone, and I think it's going to take his country down the drain. And I actually believe that these bombs, people are saying it's starting World War III. I don't think so. I think these bombs are actually stopping World War III. Any comments on that?
Well, first, who has the overload of testosterone?
North Korea.
Oh, North Korea. Okay.
The guy has challenged the U.S. and China. That's not, there's no clear thinking in there anywhere other than testosterone, as far as I can tell.
Well, what happened 2 days ago as a result of the Mar-a-Lago meeting between Jiang and Trump, the two-day meeting, is that China reacted and rejected and would not pay for a huge payment for coal from North Korea. They rejected the payment and sent it back.
Oh, great. That's brilliant.
As a signal to North Korea that they had to shape up, and no longer would China be a trading partner or a willing customer of North Korean goods. So North Korea swallowed that one.
You know, that's an amazing conversation too, Paul, because one of the people, a lot of the... I'm talking about liberals like I've never been one. I've been pretty liberal from time to time. But a lot of people in the liberal camp have been really banging Trump over the pipeline and also over coal. And they act like, well, first of all, my understanding is that the pipeline is to boost the value of the dollar, which is now gold-backed, so that it actually is worth what it is supposed to be worth. But what I don't think people know is that Obama was buying coal from South America, lots of it. While American coal miners sat on their steps starving to death, we were actually importing coal into the United States.
That's correct. It was coming from three sources: Brazil, Venezuela, and Northern Colombia. Various grades of coal, all of which were much dirtier than the coal we get from Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. It's not coal that lends itself easily to scrubbing and really fouls the atmosphere.
Right.
That's not going to happen with the American coal.
So instead of getting applause for just bringing coal back, there's been these grand attacks. But I also have noticed that there doesn't seem to be as much rioting going on. And I'm wondering if the Soros teams are running out of money or anything like that. Or how do you explain the fact that the rioting is decreasing? We know it was paid for.
Well, you know, some of that is not very clear. Of course, the Keystone Pipeline is figuring prominently in the energy plans of the United States. But one economic aspect of the Keystone Pipeline is jobs in the United States. Aspect number two, a consolidation of the relationship between Canada and the United States. Trump and Trudeau hit it off very, very well. And the oil is going to end up in the Gulf, and we're going to refine it. We're going to add it to our storehouses, and between that, the fracking, and the new explorations that are being opened up in federal lands, we will be totally energy independent. My guess is in remarkably short order, probably by 2018, and OPEC will be able to take a very long hike on their dirty petroleum.
What, so why is one petroleum dirty and another one clean? What are the elements of that?
The elements of that have to do with the decay of the vegetation that took place in the Cro-Magnon era and the various types of vegetation that decayed into what is now black gold. Most of petroleum is decayed organic vegetation that's been subjected to high temperatures and high pressures, you know, deep within the earth. And depending on the geographic location, the sea states, and the organic materials on which those plants and animals fed, it varies from location to location. So, you know, you refer to Southern crude, Texas sweet, Saudi sour. There are various terminologies used in the petroleum industry to describe the various grades of petroleum. The trouble with the various grades of petroleum is that some of the petroleums lend themselves to fairly rapid and fairly inexpensive cleanup.
But what about the Gulf?
It's not necessarily expensive. Some of the petroleums are very expensive to refine.
What about the Gulf? When the rig went out in the Gulf and the Gulf got flooded with oil, what kind of oil was that?
Generally, the oil that comes out of the Gulf of Mexico is fairly high-grade oil, but it's very expensive to extract because you have to go fairly deep undersea with the drilling and the extraction. But it seems to be a fairly high grade of oil as far as I recall.
But it's also dangerous when you think of if the equipment isn't properly maintained, what that costs in the way of sea life is just staggering. I've seen the mutated pictures of what's coming out of the that area, as far as what the fish and the different things are mutated into, and they're ugly.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the distribution of petroleum grades throughout the United States, but there is, of course, the petroleum newsletter, and I think that the newsletter does periodically, at least every quarter, summarize the grades of petroleum in the U.S. and in the Gulf and in Alaska and compare it to the oil that we're getting out of Canada and that we had been getting from Venezuela. and Saudi Arabia. But
maybe we should kill fracking and kill the Gulf. I can't remember the name of the company that was cleaning up down there, but I was suspicious, Paul. So I called them. I wish I could remember
the company
the name
that was cleaning up was British Petroleum.
There was a particular company like Botts and Crane or something like that. I'm making that up. So I called them, and I was lucky enough to have done it on a Sunday. So I got one of the engineers that was doing some maintenance on the plan, and I asked him when they got hired to do this. They got actually hired to clean up the Gulf a week before the spill. A week before the spill.
Hmm.
So it seems to me like the spill was almost that there was something, trust me, in there somewhere they gained something from that spill. Because the night before the spill, they had actually had a big party congratulating themselves for a certain number of years without a single accident. And the next day, this all happened, and this guy who was talking to me, he was my oil blower, my oil whistleblower. I seemed to have a knack for finding you good guys.
It was quite a disaster. The explosion totally destroyed the rig, and a film was just released. I think, I don't know if it was Matt Damon or Mark Wahlberg playing one of the engineers on the rig that exploded. But that was an accident that was so far off the probability curve in terms of the reasonableness of it happening, is that it's unlikely that that kind of an accident will occur again.
Or perhaps was intentionally created, sort of like the Twin Towers in Building Number 7.
I've not heard of that particular. I think that conspiracy theory is a little dark, but I haven't heard of
blast, Paul.
The fact that it was done on purpose, intentionally, and with malice aforethought.
Okay, Building Number 7 came down without anything.
But I will look into it, and maybe I'll have some commentary about it next Saturday. That's interesting. I never, to this day, gave that particular facet any thought at all.
Well, totally, I checked it out, okay? Building Number 7. In fact, all of the buildings came down just like how they destroy Las Vegas hotels. They pancake. Oh, my God, 80 seconds. One sentence, no more than 10 words each, guys. Cherry, how do you say goodbye?
I'm looking forward to next week's show.
I'm going to look into the black gold situation.
And Building Number 7, Randy.
And happy Easter, everyone.
Yeah, happy Easter, because we're having a resurrection, baby. We're having a resurrection. This is all happening. We're part of the golden crowd that's coming through here, and people are going to have money in their hands and joy in their hearts very quickly. This program.
Maybe Easter Buddy bring all of you a big chocolate egg.
This program has
Amen
been brought
to,
you by Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Happily200.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tiffy Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Shane Goodall, Jonathan Gradoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burghardt, Agent X, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., descendant of King David, Randy, Edward F. Group III, Shalene Nightingale, and Dr. Valerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us, your daughter, Patricia. A big thanks to you for our team at Voice America, Jeff Spadard, our producer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Meryl Finn, Ron Simon, and our research. And Young, a totally gospel. A big thanks to all of our time and friendship you've given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Joseph Chung. Merci beaucoup to Bette Megan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you on a free MP3. And happy Easter, everyone.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.